This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday here on Thanksgiving Eve, Breaker Appreciation Day. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3, SIP, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. NEBCO.
The Co.
Thank you. Hiring now at Concrete Industries for pre-cash production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com. I don't think we're having Sean. I don't know what happened here, but we do have Rick Heyman here, though. Rick has been with us the whole morning. Good morning.
Right
Rick.
On. Good morning.
We don't have a good song morning. For you today, but you know, you're here, though.
I had a good one for tomorrow, but I forgot it was Thanksgiving.
Let's just do Roll On again. Let's do Alabama.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. I think I gave it a 7.5.
It's not too bad.
I like that song.
Is Sean coming on?
I don't know. Rudy, you want to give Sean a call?
Yeah, give him a call.
Mass chaos here, folks.
It is. It's just so you, if you're just tuning in, saying what's going on. It is once again our Breaker Appreciation Day, Thanksgiving Eve. We've had, I would say, hundreds of people walk through here.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I just saw there's Jennifer and Hubby out there.
Oh,
by
Jennifer
the way.
And Hubby,
get them in there. Get a donut in them.
There's a bunch of little kids.
Yes,
wow. There's some good food.
They're
in
bringing
here.
The kid. Yeah, we got donuts. We've got breakfast burritos. Bill's going to go say hello to some people as we get Sean on, but.
Yeah,
it's been fun. And if you, by the way, if you want to come down till 9 a.m., coffee is covered. Black coffee is covered for no cost. If you want like
you
a latte.
You can put cream in it.
You can. But if you want like a latte or iced coffee, it's half price for that.
You're
and
welcome to do
until
that.
9 a.m. And if you want to bring down a donation for the Food Bank of Lincoln, please do so. They take cash, Venmo, and also check as well for that. So
and Sartor Heyman hats.
Yeah, you can get those
you
as well.
You got one on. It's if very regal. Well.
Jennifer right and Hubby are here.
Yes.
Silver, yeah, here they are.
Are silver and purple sort of your go-to colors?
That's our colors, yeah.
I like that combo.
Yeah, we changed about 15 years ago. It used to be gold and brown.
Yeah, like the building.
Yeah, and we went purple and silver, gray.
I like it. I love that quarter zip you gave me. I wear it all the time.
I saw you had it on the other day.
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
I sent you a text, and I appreciate you wearing it.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, Bill?
I was seeing if we'd located Sean or not.
I think Sean's going to be, we're calling Sean right now. I don't know if he made it down this morning, so it's okay.
Oh, did Sean not make it?
I think Bill had sent him a text maybe to show up in person, but
I did. I sent him a text.
Sometimes things get busy, and so he probably didn't make it happen.
Well, he's working that Class A game last night.
Okay.
He was working the Class A game last night. Who won that game?
Millard South, 49-0.
Okay.
Wow.
And they did play a second half.
Yes.
How about Waverly,
with a rolling clock, and so... And I also don't think there's ever going to be like a 30 for 30 story and somebody had to work at night and then had to come back in the next day. I don't know if there's that.
Yeah,
that
Swim
that's
was
happened.
On the Swim's
that's
already
happened
here.
Before. Yeah,
Swim was on the call for that.
Yeah, that's happened
here.
Before. I've had to work at night and then all of a sudden work the next morning. So I don't know if we're going to do it. Maybe 30 for 30 will do it, ESPN.
Jim Hansen was with us this morning early. He was at the game last night, too. It's all right. I'm not taking shots at anybody. But
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, thank you. I wanted to
thanks
say,
for coming in, Rick.
I wanted to just say real quickly what I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for my family, the man upstairs, obviously.
Sure.
My family, who a bunch of them are here. They're all here, actually.
Really?
Not here, but back for the holiday. And for the Breakers and this show and this station and you guys, because it's been a huge blessing in our lives. It's a riot. It's fun. There's not a week that doesn't go by that somebody comes up and says they listen to the show and mention the songs. And by the way, I think the unanimous conclusion is that everybody likes my songs better than you guys.
Wow, Rick.
That's interesting.
I've heard that.
That's
conclusion.
Very interesting, because I would have thought the opposite. Because I would have thought the opposite.
No, they,
okay.
No. At least that's what they tell me.
I agree.
Nice now, yes, quickly, great songs, quickly.
Yes.
I think I've been doing this 9 years, right? Something like that.
Oh,
it started out as a whim. People don't realize this. This station used to be down in the basement over there off of 48th and Vine, mm-hmm. BC, before Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the two of them. And then I would come over and hang out. Remember those days?
Yes, we do.
How
remember.
Could you forget? Yeah.
And we'd hang out. And there was no video. There was none of this. And we had callers. We had callers. Chris from the Baldwin shop called in almost every day. He's here.
Yeah, Chris is here.
I finally met him. And Vince from Napa. Whatever happened
Vince
to
from
him?
Napa, check in.
He texted once.
No, Vince texts in like that. Vince, have you sent in your stuff to into McSafety? Let us know, Vince.
Yeah,
what are you thankful for, Vince?
He would get on these rolls and then just get himself all lathered up, start screaming and hollering. He had a great shtick. It was fantastic. So anyway, I love you guys.
Thank you, Rick.
We love the
station. Thank you, Rick.
Anything we can do for anybody at any time. Don't forget Sartor Hamann for your holiday gift giving.
No, we won't.
We do have a full catalog on our website. Go check it out. And if you're a Breaker, you're going to get a discount. So make sure and tell people that. But this is great. You guys should be down here right now.
Yeah. Still time.
Thank
There's
you,
still
Rick.
Time. Hey, thank you, Rick.
Appreciate you, Rick.
Thank okay. you for taking the
Love
time.
You guys.
Yep,
you Happy too. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you.
We are now joined on the phone by our good friend, Husker Lions, Sean
Sweet.
Kellen. Sean, good morning. Bill thought you might be here in person. Sean, what happened?
No, I'm heading to Big Red Wrap-Up, guys. We got a studio call time. I got to be in the studio. We do some taping before the show starts, so
late
night with the games, and then we tape our show this morning, so it's hard work doing Bill Bush type hours here.
Hey, and I'm glad you mentioned, because I do got to leave early, guys, because I'm doing that big
What time are you leaving at?
8:45.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. We can live with that.
8:45.
So, thanks for dropping that bomb on us. all we've talked about all week is Thanksgiving Eve and appreciation.
Well, he was here for the whole show besides one segment.
That's okay. Everything's changed now.
One segment.
Thank
fine.
You for calling in, Sean.
Yes, thank you, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for taking time. Go ahead. Jake,
regarding that game, we'll get to that real quick. Jet Tamal, of course, 49-0 Millard South wins over Papula Vista South. Nebraska still never really talked to him. Of course, he's an Alabama commit. Do you think there'd be regret for Nebraska ever, not pursuing him more when all is said and done?
I mean, probably, if I was being dead honest. I mean, he's going to be coached by DeBoer and Grubb, though, two of the best quarterback guys in the whole country and the best quarterback school in the country, Alabama. I mean, Alabama's produced as many of the NFL quarterbacks as any college right now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when you look at what their track record has been and the way these guys are playing there. So, you go back in that moment in time. Dayton Raiola was committed a long time ago,
right.
And they had their one quarterback. They had Dylan. They had Trey Taylor. They had TJ Lateef. So even if they did recruit him, I don't know if it would have worked out because of what it looked like at that moment. And, right now, he's going to sign a letter of intent on Wednesday to Alabama. So it is what it is. I mean, you have to make those decisions very early on, and at that moment, there was kind of not even a thought of it. I mean, Dayton was going to be their guy for obvious reasons. He's a good quarterback at that, and the relationships with the program were there, and that was the direction they were going to go, knowing they had Trey Taylor, knowing they had TJ Lateef, knowing they had Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, I don't know how you can have regrets without having seen him play a college snap. I mean, I think the only way you could address the question of do you regret not recruiting him is if he goes on to have a stellar career. If he goes on to do not much, why would it be a regret? I just don't know how you can answer that question right now.
The only thing I would say is what the Alabama, I mean, our mutual friend that we work with at Bama Online, Tim Watts, is the most plugged-in Alabama person there is with recruiting and has direct correspondence with their coaches and has for years. And he, you know, when they came across Jet, I mean, the sentiment was like, wow, like we were lucky to get in this thing. And they couldn't believe how under-evaluated and under-recruited he was on the national scene. And a lot of it was because Jet played multiple sports. He did AAU basketball. He was, you know, kind of like a Joe Burrow. Played high-level basketball. He was a point guard for my old high school teammate, Tim Lucian, who's the head basketball coach there. So didn't do all the quarterback guru circuit stuff that all these other guys do. He didn't do 7-on-7 at a high level. He played for a local team, didn't do a national sponsored team. So in that regard, he just wasn't out there at that level at the moment you needed to be. You know, sophomore, junior year is kind of when all this happens, not senior year.
Right.
And you know, I can remember last year in the state championship game when the game was over, he did not have an offer yet from anywhere, not one. Hmm. And Ty Wisdom on that broadcast that I interviewed, their former coach, said, he said, "I don't know what the hell people are doing here, Sean, but he needs to have offers, you know." And he was pretty blunt about it, if you know Ty Wisdom, and he was right. I mean, the guy's best quarterback, you know, we've seen in a long time. You know, we talked about Zane Flores; he's much better than Zane Flores, in my opinion. To operate the way he did in the stadium yesterday with 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. I mean, a freaking gas station blew over in Crete, and Jet Kamala.
Gas station didn't blow over. Sean's not lying.
God dang, Sean.
I was trying to explain to Tim yesterday, Tim Watts, the wind. And I go, this is what we were dealing with in Lincoln yesterday. I showed the picture of the U-stop completely blown over. and Jet was throwing 40, 50-yard dimes in that wind.
That's impressive, Sean. Hey, Sean, another thing that's impressive. Do you like deviled eggs?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, you don't like devil. I've never heard of a person that doesn't like deviled eggs. This is something.
I mean, I eat hard-boiled eggs, but I'm just not a big deviled egg guy.
All right. Well, there's deviled eggs here you're missing. We thought you'd be at the party.
Yeah.
Okay. We forgive him.
I was confused. I thought Bill wanted us to tape our Husker Online show that we do, you know, in the studio on Friday morning.
No, and I still expect you to be here live for it.
That's okay, Sean. It's all right. We forgive you.
Okay, so speaking of quarterbacks, what do you think? Okay, so now TJ Lateef is running the show for Nebraska. What do you think? How much do you think he benefited from the Penn State game, and what do you expect from Lateef on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one in a lot of regards. He dropped back 45 times, which is a lot for a true freshman. Especially a guy in his second start. So they put a lot on him in that game and put him back there a lot. And I think this week you would hope, because Iowa does what they do. Like John Butler said, you know, I can watch their film, and it's the same stuff that they've been doing since 2010 and even longer. So I do think they'll have a better handle on how Iowa plays and what they do and how they want to attack it. And Dana Holgorsen now has seen it. Now, this will be a second year in a row going against what Iowa does. But it comes down to, you know, can they run the ball? And what are the elements going to do to this game? It's going to be cold. You know, how much will that slow things down for both teams in terms of just the style of game this might be?
Okay. As far as that goes, what style of game is this going to be in your mind?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, we've seen a lot of 13-10 type games. Is it going to be that kind of game, or can it push into the 20s? I don't see any way this game breaks out of the 20s. Do you?
No. I mean, I don't.
Unless there's just a turnover party.
Yeah, and there could be some turnover.
Neither team has turned it over this year, really, at a high level. So,
no, they haven't.
I mean, if Nebraska can score 24 points in this game, I think they can win.
Wow, Cuz, there's a lot going on here, Sean.
It's we're, a trying busy to, time. We're trying to stay focused. Worlds are colliding in front of us, Sean.
Yeah, so Sean, Nebraska again. Both teams 7-4. Iowa's a 5.5-point favorite. They've won six straight times in Lincoln. I mean, if you're trying to find any sort of momentum or extra fuel, like if you're Matt Rule, don't you bring it up and say, "Listen, guys, it's been six straight times they beat us here." Does that add more motivation to the fire here for Nebraska?
Think about it, Jake. Where were you in 2011?
I was in college. I was. Sophomore in college.
Jake was still in college.
Junior in college.
I mean, the ticket radio station didn't even exist at that point. I mean, that's how long it's been since Nebraska beat Iowa and Lincoln. And
wow.
That was the first year of the station.
First year.
2011. Oh, you guys were open for the 2011.
Yeah, that was our first. Yeah, the first year of the ticket.
So
we're 14 years in.
You guys have been around 15 years?
Since August 17th, 2011, Sean.
Gotcha. I didn't realize it was 2011. I was thinking 2012 for some reason. But, yeah, you think about 2011, how long ago that was. And when they won that game, you're like, this is going to be the first of many of these Heroes Trophy wins in Lincoln. It's the only one. You know, and a lot of good coaches have lost. I mean, Bo Pelini lost in 2013. Riley obviously lost all his opportunities. Frost lost all his games. I mean, the lone win is in this 10 years, it happened with the guy right next to you, Bill Bush, when they went in there at Iowa City and won that game. But the fact that they haven't won in Lincoln is just unreal when you think about it, just because nobody has done that to Nebraska. I mean, Oklahoma under like Barry Switzer, I don't think, had a streak like this in Lincoln.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. So now, in order for Nebraska to end this streak, they're probably going to have to play much better against the run. What do you anticipate in that regard on Friday?
Well, they got to get off blocks better, and they got to play the edges better. I mean, I think those have been issues. When they've struggled against the run, those have been the biggest things. You see linebackers get sucked in on counter plays a lot, and you see the edge just not being set like it should be. And, you know, guys are just running free. I mean, Penn State ran wild on the edge. I mean, everything they wanted to do, they just ran right around whatever Nebraska was trying to do. And I don't know if Iowa can do that. I don't think their back, Moulton, is anywhere near the level of Allen or Singleton, but their offensive line is better. So how will that kind of fare out? It? I think I'm right saying that Iowa's O-line is at least as good or better than Penn State's.
Yeah, at least as good. At least as good. Sean, it's kind of a hard comparison. Now, what is the how do you size up the importance of this game in the context of the Rule tenure?
Well, I think it's massive in the regard of getting a quality win over a rival that has owned you to sell. And then also, and you wrote this, Sip, and I saw, you know, I've been trying to follow your stuff as close as I could working these games, but your column blew up this week, or your tweet blew up about just, you know, measuring this game as a meaningful win for, you know, what the season could be. Because if you're 7-5 and your best wins are Northwestern and Cincinnati,
right?
That's a tough sell, but. Mm-hmm. You get that Iowa win, you get to 8-4, and you take away the bowl game Iowa wanted to go to, Tampa. I mean, that does kind of change things. I mean, you think about these last 10 years. Kirk Ferentz's dominance over Nebraska has kind of reshaped and rewrote the last 10 years here for him. When Pelini was owning him, I'll never forget in 2014 when Bo won that game, just how mad Hawkeye fans were at the style of ball Kirk Ferentz is playing and how they were playing as a program. Ever since that point, he's completely changed. And they've owned Nebraska, and it's, you know, Nebraska needs to flip that back now. They've got to figure out a way to do what Iowa did in Nebraska, because Iowa's not been marketably better than Nebraska. I mean, that Nebraska should not have lost 9 of 10. They should have won a few of those games. But Iowa stuck to what they do, and they've figured this out. So if Nebraska can get this monkey off their back, and look, they're an underdog. This is one of the bigger point spreads they face, especially in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
That really should get your attention. That I don't know what the number is at this morning, but is it still around 5 or 6, Jake?
5.5 this morning.
5.5.
Yep.
5.5. How do you?
Oh my!
We'll
get to it later. I'm sorry, I just freaked out.
You have a question for Sean?
I do have a question for Sean. Sean, Sean Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. Could you talk to, you know, Steve says we got to get these big body defensive linemen. We need to have this, and same thing with the O line. Can you explain to the listeners and to the breakers how hard that is to find those guys in the portal?
Good question.
Well, it can be really hard, because if you have a good one at a Power 4, for example, you have the money to keep them, the retention money. So what you're going to have to do is find a good one at the Group of 5 FCS level and hope that they pan out. And if there are a few of those, everybody's going to want them. So, yeah, it's easy to say we need to go find good bigs. Well, there's going to be very few of them. And the ones that you're going to want, probably 50 other teams are going to want them. And the price tag to get them, you're going to pay, you're going to have a budget probably going into some of these battles. And whatever your budget is, just add more to it, because that's just what's going to happen. It happens every year in the portal. Chamar Brown should be a Husker. He's was Miami's running back this year. And they could have got him probably, but then Miami just completely blew the budget up and made it kind of the point where it didn't make sense to spend double probably what you were thinking it was going to cost to get a player, and that's what it's going to be for these D linemen. So we'll see. And you know, there could be some money that frees up even more so, as we know. Who knows? You know, we've talked a little bit about the quarterback situation, but we just don't know what direction that's going to go with Dylan Raiola, TJ Lateef, and kind of how you manage the money and the decision there with that position room. Because there is a lot of money obviously that could be tied, or that is currently tied, in that quarterback room. That if something changed, you'd have a lot more money as well to put towards other players.
Sean, bigs. Go back to thinking bigs. Are there young bigs in the pipeline that are ready to step in next year? Defensive line.
You hope that Sipple, there's only 3 of them on the roster.
Okay.
Cade Pedshock, who's playing.
Okay.
Malcolm Simpson, who was hurt.
Hurt.
And Tyson Terry, who was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Simpson and Terry, you know, are guys that can get in the rotation and play, particularly Terry. I really like it. I mean, I've had a lot of people tell me that Terry would be a great old lineman. I mean, he's got that nastiness that you want to see and toughness, but he's a D lineman right now at this point.
Keep him at D line, Sean. Why would
you? I'm not sure if Sean's in charge of that, but I don't know. Sean, is there something I'm missing here? Are you directly? Are you setting the starting lineup for on Friday? Will you set the starting lineup?
Well, Terry's the kind of guy, if he was at Iowa and they made him an O lineman, we'd probably be talking about him 4 years later.
Well, we're not so let's just keep him at D line.
I mean, he's a good player, and he's coming off that injury, so we'll see where he's at. I mean, he's starting to do some light practice work, but those are the main 3. I mean, and the other guys are playing. You know, I just don't know. Like,
I got you.
David Hufkin. And by the way, that's how you pronounce it. It's David Hufkin.
It's not Robin. David. It's David.
It's David.
Wow.
Hufkin.
How do you say
this
last name?
Thank you to Robin Washett for giving us the. Was that one of our conversations in State College in the Airbnb, Sip?
Oh, God. It was brief. It was a brief.
How do you say it, Sip?
Hufkin!
John
Ashton Murphy's another one.
Ashton
Can he make
Murphy.
A jump? Or you know, what's the ceiling for guys like that? Bottom line is you need good linemen, D linemen to play in this league, and there's not much of a push. When Nebraska brings 3 or 4 people and not a blitz, how many times do you say, wow, they're getting off blocks, they're beating 5 offensive linemen? Very rarely. I'll answer the question. Very rarely.
Right. So, and part of that is because of something that was addressed yesterday. They don't have the bigs. You heard John Butler. He totally answered what we've been saying. You need 330-pounders, 340-pounders. That's what you need, yeah, Sean.
They kind of went budget on that last year. I mean, Jalen George, not probably a big ticket guy.
No, he's 285. I mean, he's 285, which is fine, but you need a couple big ones.
Yeah, and then what's the guy from Mississippi State they brought in?
My name is Gabe Moore.
I mean, those are the two guys they brought in, and I mean that's not big ticket D line. I mean that's like the stuff at Kohl's by the cash register. You know, you're not going out into the main Nordstrom's display rack there.
I got you in Nordstrom's.
Nordstrom. Sean's a Nordstrom guy. You know he is. He's a Nordstrom guy. We've heard about it.
Sean, there are Jello shots down here.
Yeah, come on down, Chad, before you do the there show.
Greg brought Jello shots and Lawrence Welk video.
Quite a party.
Sean, last thing, do you expect a win or expect a loss on Friday?
What do you think, Sean?
I've got a win picked, mainly just out of spite. Because I can't handle Nebraska continuing to blow this. I mean, they're at home. I sure hope Rhule and this staff can get this team fired up for what this game should be and what it needs to be. But, look, Iowa's played really well. That's the scary thing. I mean, they easily could have won at USC. They easily could have beat Oregon. And they easily could have beaten Indiana. Mm-hmm. You can't say that about Nebraska's season right now because they haven't had those types of games. Now, USC, they could have obviously. That's one you look at. But they didn't play Oregon. They didn't play Ohio State. They didn't play Indiana. And those are the three playoff teams. And Iowa's played two of them. And they went 12 rounds with those guys and made it very, very interesting. But that's what they do against everybody. So that's why you know what this game probably is going to be. It's going to be low possession, low scoring. And, you know, if Nebraska can get into the 20s and Lateef and Dana can draw a few things up, I do think they can win this game at home, even as an underdog.
You don't sound overly convincing, my friend.
He said out of spite, you know.
Yeah. But also, Sean, you know, I had a chance to watch it. I can't unsee the Michigan State game. It was 17-7, and Iowa looked horrific. I mean, they did. It was a miracle win. Probably one of the biggest miracle wins. I was like, there's no chance they can win this thing, and they end up winning it. But when you watch against an 0-7, at that time they were an 0-7 in the league, Michigan State team was manhandling them at Iowa. So I can't unsee that one either. That's what I think gives Nebraska fans a lot of hope.
No, I agree. I mean, that's a great point, Bill, that the Michigan State game, because 17-7, was it fourth quarter or late third?
That was fourth. There's like 10 minutes to go in the game. And yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Sean, always good stuff. Enjoy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a Jello shot for me, Sip. We'll see you at the studio.
Sean, are you doing your show like live from here now? Are you driving into the studio here?
What's he doing?
No. See, I thought you wanted us to do the Husky, but I send it out to the affiliates, and you guys have been one of our affiliates for the whole time we've done the show. So I was like, well, I don't know if we can do that because I got to get it to the affiliates.
Oh, okay. You're good, Sean. There's mild confusion.
We're taping today, by the way, Jake. If you didn't know, I think I sent it out.
Yeah,
we're taping
I got the
today
note.
Around 2:00. So I don't know what your plan is for our show at the early Friday game, but we'll get you a show this week still.
Thank you, Sean. All right, good stuff. Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Now, wait a second. We got to address something.
What?
Young Ben.
Young Ben is here.
Young Ben is
this
here.
This is going to be, hang on we'll for some remarkable radio.
Is Young Ben coming in?
Young
Ben. He can sit in for the final segment.
Young
when I'm
Ben's
going
to come in.
We're going to break.
You're not leaving yet.
No, not yet.
We'll have more next, but maybe Young Ben next in early break on the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.